Latest on the war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Russian missile attack in eastern Ukraine has killed dozens at a railway station.
Wow. That's amazing.
So these are just like mostly women and children trying to escape. And this is over in eastern Ukraine.
Yeah. Trying to get out. These guys don't care, Putin and these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell they're just attacking. They don't care.
We even got some word that some of these generals were telling the soldiers we don't care if they're civilians. This was picked up on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. Picked up on the radio. These generals are saying, I don't care if it's a bunch of civilians. Kill them all.
Jeez.
So this is just part of that. So dozens die at this railway station, big missile attack, and it's just women and children trying to escape.
Yeah. People are mad at Putin.
Yeah, everybody's mad at Putin.
Like, what are you doing?
Got to be careful, though. He's got nuclear weapons. You know, there are a lot of folks going, oh, we ought to get in on it.
Yeah, boots on the ground. I've seen it.
You know, you see all these nasty images? And you start going, yeah, well, let's go boots on the ground. But what about the nuclear submarine sitting off in New York City?
Yeah.
Can't push Putin to the point of going, well, why don't we just pop New York off?
Yeah. Or Los Angeles.
Just to show them a little bit of what we mean.
Yeah.
So you got to be, you know, you're dealing with someone who's needs a checkup from the neck up at this point.
Yeah.
But the atrocities continue. They're young women that are actually shaving their heads to try to avoid being raped by Russian soldiers.
War is just, you know, man.
So it continues, but, you know, the Ukrainians are fighting valiantly.
Yeah.
And doing quite a job. It's also proven that Putin's army is, like, top-notch, 1973.
New for 73, yeah.
The Yukon tank.
Yeah.
They're still using them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who knows if their nuclear missiles even work? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's been surprised at their ability. I mean, they have not done well.
I don't think they're mostly soldiers.
Yeah, I mean, the word is that it's actually like, you know, they're like people that Putin has hired to be soldiers, so they're not like professional.
Everybody thought it would be like 4 days and that would be it. He'd have Kiev over with, everybody submit.
Yeah.
I think even Putin's surprised. The U.S. has sanctioned his daughters. He's got two daughters. I don't know whether they're in Europe or in Russia.
What do they mean by sanction?
I think they're taking their bank accounts.
Yeah.
Hoping they'll call Dad up and go, Dad, they took my money. Stop the invasion. Dads have a soft spot for their daughters, apparently.
Yeah.
It's true. Take the girls' spending money away and they'll make Dad stop the war.
Yeah, we wish.
If it was only that simple. Here in the United States, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. I keep hearing her first name pronounced many different ways, but it's spelled Ketanji. So I'm calling her Ketanji. It's kind of like that Kiev and Kiev thing.
Yeah.
Judge Jackson is now a Supreme Court justice, or will be.
Yeah.
When the retiring Supreme Court justice steps down. So the Senate voted basically down party lines yesterday. First female African-American judge on the court.
Yeah. I just, you know, as long as she's a good judge, who cares?
Yeah. So she's in. She goes in, I think, this summer or this fall. So it's been confirmed. We all know who voted for her. And we all know who voted against her.
Yeah. It's just standard.
Politics in the USA.
Yeah.
Speaker Pelosi has tested positive for COVID.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is after 2 days after being at the White House and, you know, hugging and kissing President Biden.
Yeah.
So she's tested positive. I don't know if she's got, you know, lots of symptoms.
I think she's been inoculated like 30 times. Young.
So, I don't think she's hurting or anything. And they've tested President Biden. He seems to be okay.
Yeah. So
it's good there. A Chicago man in big trouble.
Yeah. one of the big local stories, making it national.
Yeah, big local story, making it national. A guy has been arrested. He is, it is suspected that he buried his mother and sister in his backyard.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, let's see, Tiger Woods going to play at the Open.
Yeah, they say he's doing pretty good.
So, after that car wreck last year, they thought he would never come back. He's apparently learned to golf differently.
Yeah, and he's still damn good.
Yeah, that's for sure. I saw some video.
And the Academy Board, you know, the group that runs the Academy Awards, they are set to meet today to discuss what's going to happen to Will Smith after he slapped Chris Rock.
So it's like the disciplinary committee.
From the Inner Network Studios at iNet Radio, that's the Mickey Golden program with Mickey Golden, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thanks so much. Always good to be here.
Well, Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty. President Bill Clinton.
Oh, suey, baby. It's good to be here, man. Heading for the weekend. I can't wait.
Dr. Fauci with medical advice.
Always wear the mask. I wear the mask. Even when I'm, you know, making a little sparking with Mrs. Fauci.
We really don't want to think about that. A boy named Sue running the equipment.
Girl.
And now he is Mickey Golden. That quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
It's Friday, April 8th. Little history lesson?
Yeah, history lesson. Easter not far away.
Yeah, I'm all ready for that. Hill and I, we're going to hang out. Going to hide some eggs for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Maybe Chelsea ought to hide some eggs for you guys.
It could be fun.
All right, here's our history lesson. The state in 1893, the first recorded college basketball game occurred in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
What's that mean?
I think it means official college basketball game.
They didn't have videotape at that point, so I don't think they were recording it.
Put down in the record, I think that's what they mean. 1895, on this date, the United States Supreme Court declared income tax to be unconstitutional in Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust Company.
So what came of that?
Yeah, really? Tax is unconstitutional?
Yeah. Maybe they'll bring that one back up.
1904, on this date, Longacre Square in Midtown Manhattan was renamed Times Square after the New York Times, which was actually in Times Square.
They aren't anymore.
They were until, I don't know, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah. They even had the printing presses there.
Oh, yeah, I remember we walked by, there'd be these printing presses going at night. What were you doing there?
Oh, just lurking around, having fun.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. 1974, on this date, Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hit his 715th career home run in a game against the Los Angeles Dodgers, breaking Babe Ruth's record.
Wow.
1986, on this date, in a landslide, actor Clint Eastwood was elected mayor of Carmel, California. Go ahead. Make my day.
Yeah.
1992, on this date, retired tennis great Arthur Ashe announced that he had AIDS, acquired from blood transfusions during one of his two heart surgeries.
Yeah.
He later passed on.
Yeah, that was sad. He's one of the great tennis players.
2001, in Valparaiso, Indiana, a couple who met through their mutual love of jogging were married in their running shorts after competing in a 5K race in which they competed against their pastor and best man.
Yeah.
During Wanda John's and Clarence Milan's wedding, the Reverend Schmidt told the sweaty couple,
yeah,
that they were starting the marathon of life.
Yeah. Oh, how nice.
2007, on this date, an iPod saved a soldier's life in Iraq. The MP3 player stopped a bullet from an insurgent's AK-47 and slowed the bullet down enough so that it did not completely penetrate his body armor.
Yeah.
The insurgent who shot the soldier ended up dead himself.
Yeah.
But this soldier survived.
Yeah.
Remember that story. 2019 on this date, a study from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology said that 600 million birds die each year in the U.S.
That's a lot.
After striking tall buildings.
600 million?
That number seems a little far-fetched, but whatever.
No.
Today is Draw a Picture of a Bird Day, Feng Shui Awareness Day, Dive Bar Day.
Oh, come on, baby. Let's go for a cocktail.
Dog Fighting Awareness Day, Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day, Zoo Lovers Day, and it's Dog Farting Awareness Day.
Yeah. Meaning we like when the dog farts, or we need to fix his diet.
Oh, man. You should see it when Hill farts, man. Should do the side cheek sneak, baby.
Yeah.
Just pulls her butt apart and then out it comes.
Thanks for sharing, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lovely thought. You know that Hill was a professional fighter.
Number for the day today. We'll get to that in a moment. We didn't do birthdays, did we? Who's got a birthday? We got Taryn Noah Smith from Home Improvement, 38. Taylor Kitsch from True Detective and Friday Night Lights, 41. Don't know if I'm saying the last name right because I've never heard of Taylor.
Yeah.
Emma Caulfield from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 49. Patricia Arquette, 54. Robin Wright, 56. Dean Norris from Breaking Bad and Under the Dome, 59. Izzy Stradlin from Guns N' Roses.
Izzy!
Gonna love him. He's at the big 6-0.
Wow. So weird when rockers get older.
John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard. He's 62 years old.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
There you have it. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. What was the number of the day?
Yeah.
257,000.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, 257,000 is the number for the day. And that is the average bonus in dollars for Wall Street employees in 2021.
Whoa!
A 20% increase from 2020, which was the previous record.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thanks for joining us today. News headlines you may not have heard. Coming up next. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. News headlines. You're on the Mickey Gordon program. News headlines you may not have heard about. From your local paper and news.
Yeah.
A man in China had to be rescued after he obeyed his GPS instructions and drove his vehicle off a cliff into a river.
Yeah.
The cliff was right there.
Oh, God. You mean he just took a ride and just right off?
Yeah, because the GPS told him.
Yeah.
According to a report, the number of death row prison inmates over the age of 60 is growing.
Yeah.
So I guess the most popular drug to smuggle into prison now is Metamucil.
Yeah, got to keep it regular.
Could be, yeah. Research shows that each cock...
What? Okay, what is this?
This is cockroach research.
Cockroach research. Cockroach research. I had to do that when in my early residency.
Well, research shows that each cockroach has its own individual personality.
Yeah, but my shoe treats them as all equals.
Kelly Ripa will host a game show that pits older people against younger people.
Yeah.
Yeah, also known as Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, for many families. A British researcher discovered that mushrooms talk to each other and know up to 50 words.
What was he smoking?
Good question.
Yeah, it sounds like, I don't. How would you know?
He's done lots of research. According to a survey of travelers' habits, men are more likely to lock themselves out of their rooms while naked than women are.
Yeah.
They say it's usually men who wake up in the middle of the night needing to go to the bathroom really badly, and in their hurry, they get the doors mixed up and get locked out naked.
Yeah.
This is also why you should never use the ice that's in the hallway ice machine.
Yeah. That's the next thing you're going to use in the urinal.
Mm-hmm. Mickey Gordon program from iDead Radio. Some more headlines. According to a study, optimists, on the average, live longer than pessimists.
That makes sense.
Mickey Gordon program from iDead Radio. Amazon news coming up next. And other stuff. Thanks for joining us.
iNet Radio's Mickey Gordon.
A leaked Amazon document has gotten out there.
Damn leakers.
Apparently, Amazon has a goal of delivering 1 billion packages by drone in the year 2025.
That's only 3 years away.
Yeah, 2025.
No.
The plan for Prime Air is ambitious, considering the cost to deliver by drone would be $63 a package, as opposed to the current $5.50 a package.
I really think they're just getting headlines by saying things like this.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for joining us. Without you, we wouldn't be here.
No, we wouldn't.
Oh, no. Without you, I'd have to sit at home with Hill and get yelled at. I mean, I love her, but, you know, I can only take so much.
A new social media app called Be Real has caught fire on college campuses. Instead of allowing users to curate their feeds with any picture they want, whenever they want, Be Real.
Yeah.
Only lets users post once a day. Every day at a random time, the app will simultaneously send every user a notification. Users have 2 minutes to post a picture from their front and back camera.
So if I'm sitting on the throne, pinching a loaf.
Yep, you're going to have to take a picture of it.
Yeah. Gnarly. Yeah.
Be Real launched in France in 2020 and took off with French university students in the spring of 2021.
I think a lot of times these kids get sick of having to be on, you know, basically respond to everything immediately.
Miller Lite is introducing beer drops.
Yeah, what a beer and like drops?
Yeah, beer drops to celebrate National Beer Day.
Yeah.
You have to be 21 or older to actually purchase them.
Yeah, beer drops.
Look for them at your local liquor store.
Yeah.
Twitter, the social network, is now rolling out a previously hinted at unmentioned feature.
I like that.
Lets you remove yourself from a conversation. The experimental feature is limited to the web for now. So I guess it's not on the app. But you just have to choose, leave this conversation from a tweet's options to avoid constant notifications for a chat you never wanted to join in.
Ding, 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 zzz, ding, zzz, ding. He couldn't take it anymore.
No. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Some may see a cup of tea as soothing, but now researchers say chocolate is more likely to lower your blood pressure than tea.
Really? You can eat lots of chocolate?
Yeah, eat lots of chocolate. German researchers found foods rich in cocoa appear to reduce blood pressure.
I'm going to go out and get me a big Hershey ball.
Yeah. Time for lottery fun on the Mickey Gordon program.
Lottery fun, lottery fun, lottery, lottery fun.
All right, in November 2021, LaQuedra Edwards.
LaQuedra, go baby. I like LaQuedra. It's quite a name.
Then, in November 2021, LaQuedra Edwards funneled $40 into a scratch-off vending machine at a supermarket in Tarzana, California. and she was about to select her usual tickets when some rude person impolitely bumped into her on the way out of the building.
Oh, sorry.
So this forced her to choose one that she didn't want.
Yeah.
The impact of the rude person slamming into her caused her to accidentally push the wrong button to select the wrong ticket, which came back as a $30, 200 times scratch-off ticket that she did not want to buy. But she was stuck with it.
Yeah. Oh, what to do?
Scratch it off.
Yeah. And what did she find?
Yeah. The mistake she made brought her a ticket that was worth $10 million.
Yeah.
Lottery fun.
Yeah.
It's a happy day. $10 million. A prospective juror for the sentencing of Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz has asked the judge to dismiss her from duty.
Yeah. Well, a lot of prospective jurors don't want to be on juries like in big trials like that. So they come up with excuses.
Well, this one was a pretty good excuse.
Oh, really? Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, she claimed to the judge that she didn't have enough time to fulfill her civic duty because she's both married and has a sugar daddy.
Yeah. Sugar daddy takes lots of work. Yep.
Gotta keep him happy to keep the wallet open.
Yeah.
That is all on that one. Just how much do Californians want to drink?
Yeah. What, did somebody do research?
Oh, I heard about this. They wanted to find out how much weight people were willing to gain or be okay with to gain before they would quit drinking.
Yeah.
American Addiction Centers did this survey. They say that the average California resident would be willing to gain 14 more pounds before they would cut back. That much weight is the equivalent of eating 224 slices of bacon. But the Golden State isn't the winner. Rhode Island residents would take an extra 28 pounds to keep drinking.
Yeah. So, in other words, you want to drink so much, you're willing to gain this much.
Yeah. I guess it's the drinking pain index.
Yeah.
A survey shows that while 97% of computer owners use their machine every day, less than 40% back up their computers at least once a week. And almost a third of all respondents back up their computers only once per year or never. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Wacky but true for today. Coming up next. This is the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Wacky but true.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Police in southern Michigan are investigating the theft of a 7-foot-tall metal Sasquatch.
Bigfoot.
I mean, a Sasquatch? Lawn jockey?
Yeah,
Sasquatch lawn jockey. They're calling it a lawn ornament.
Yeah.
It was stolen from home. This thing was 7 feet tall. The item crafted from sheet metal was stolen from a home on or after March 22nd. That's the last time they had seen the Sasquatch.
Well, the Sasquatch lawn jockey.
Yeah. The Sasquatch lawn jockey was cut away from a steel post with a pair of bolt cutters.
That's all they know.
Nationwide search, Sasquatch lawn jockey. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio, wacky but true. The delivery of an Amazon package in Florida caused a family dispute that resulted in a woman getting arrested. Police say that the victim, the 50-year-old father of the this 18-year-old girl, opened an Amazon package addressed to her and found that it contained a sex toy. He confronted her. She went nuts.
No. She slapped him around a little.
Oh! Oh! Dad, you can't do that. Oh!
And she went to the clink.
Yeah. Who's having a bad day?
Yeah. Swedish emergency responders needed 2 hours to free a 7-year-old boy who had become lodged in a top-loading washing machine.
Yeah. What a way to spend the morning.
Yeah. 7-year-old boy in a top-loading washing machine. So, took 2 hours to free him. The child was not injured.
Yeah.
And that is all.
Yeah.
It was April 1 when an unidentified man in Derby, England, finally made a dream come true.
Yeah.
He picked up a brand new red Ferrari that he had saved up for. He had paid $320,000, always wanted to own one, got it. The man apparently crashed the car after driving it less than 2 miles.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like that one, huh, Fauci?
Yeah.
Well, it would. There were no injuries. The car was totaled.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Okay. Finally, in Jacksonville, Florida, sheriff's deputies arrived at a park to find a man lying in a ditch covered in blood.
Uh-oh.
Investigators said he had been shot, but he wasn't a crime victim.
Really?
Witnesses said he had been trying to break into cars at the park and had accidentally shot himself in the groin while trying to break into a car. What do you think of that, Fauci?
I love it. That's great.
Fauci's on something today. Mickey Gordon program for My Net Radio. That's Wacky But True. And our trashy little showbiz report coming up next. Mickey Gordon. Time for a trashy showbiz report and celebrity update. Mickey Gordon program for My Net Radio. All right, what's going into the theaters today?
I don't know. Tell us.
Okay, in the theaters, you know, it's Friday, so we got, you know, all the new stuff coming into the theaters.
Yeah.
There's a movie called Ambulance. This is where two robbers steal an ambulance after their heist goes awry.
Uh-oh. Things aren't going right.
Stars Jake Gyllenhaal. And I don't know what they do in the ambulance.
Yeah. Go around, pick up babes.
Also in theaters, Sonic Hedgehog 2. All the Old Knives is coming out on Amazon Prime and in some theaters. This is two CIA operatives and former lovers reuniting at Carmel by the Sea to re-examine a mission from 6 years ago in Vienna where a fellow agent might have been compromised.
Yeah.
Chris Pine is in this one.
Yeah.
And Lawrence Fishburne.
Cool.
Also coming out, Metal Lords on Netflix. Two friends try to form a heavy metal band with a cellist for the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, so that's coming out. Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Cal.
Yeah.
Cal is going to be on video on demand and in select theaters. This is a British documentary that portrays the life of a cow called Luma in Kent, England.
Sounds interesting.
That's what we got coming to the theaters.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd says it's going to be releasing its first single in 28 years. It's called Hey, Rise Up, and it will raise money for Ukrainian humanitarian relief.
That's nice.
The Peacock Network has ordered Gentle Art of a Swedish Death Cleaning from Amy Poehler.
Yeah, all right.
That's all they say?
That's it. They sent it in. They asked if we could mention it, so we did.
All right. So Peacock has ordered Gentle Art of a Swedish Death Cleaning from Amy Poehler, which I guess is
popular. There's, yeah.
There must be some fans for that one. Huh? All right. Kelly Ripa will pick up a part-time job as a game show host in Generation Gap.
Yeah.
This was first announced in 2019. It's based on a Jimmy Kimmel Live segment. It is a comedy quiz show that groups family members of different generations who must work together to answer questions.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, in our trashy little showbiz report,
not a lot today.
Martha Stewart is going to part ways with pieces from her vast collection of furniture.
I guess you mean the junk she doesn't want.
Yeah. Housewares, art, and more. It's going to be a one-hour ABC special called The Great American Tag Sale with Martha Stewart. It airs May 25th.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Bad wedding stories. We got that next. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Social media users were asked to share their terrible, horrible wedding stories.
Yeah.
And here at the Mickey Gordon program, we've gotten our hands on a couple of these horrible wedding stories.
Yeah.
Story number one. This person writes that there were no tables and chairs.
Really? None?
Yeah. They had an open bar, but no chairs. Everyone had to put their drink on the ground.
Yeah.
And hold their plate to eat. So basically, people just assumed that some sort of terrible thing had happened where the tables and chair people didn't bring them.
Yeah, it's a mistake, and we just had to go through it.
I asked the bride what had happened, and she just said, oh, well, tables and chairs? We would have had to pay extra for that.
Yeah, me and Dad didn't want to do that.
That's the father who's thinking now.
Yeah, being a cheapskate, I should have thought about that with Chelsea's wedding. Damn. No tables and chairs, man. You save a lot of money on that, I would think.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea. Man. I told my daughter we're just going to get pizza and beer. She told me I couldn't come to the wedding.
Yeah. I got, you know, that's being cheap considering you do pretty good, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, well, yes, of course. Back to the wedding stories.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the wedding stories. This person writes that they were at a wedding reception held inside an indoor gun range.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
The groom was obviously an avid hunter because the entire wedding party was wearing camouflage suits. And the bonus was the open bar consisting of two kegs of Coors Light sitting on trash cans filled with ice.
Yeah, there you go. You'll be the wedding.
Yeah.
There you have it. Mickey Gordon program for iNet Radio. One more wedding story.
Yeah, wedding stories. Bad, horrible wedding stories.
The best man got busy with the groom's mother between the meal and the dancing.
No.
Say that again.
Yeah, the best man got busy with the groom's mother between the meal and the dancing.
Yeah.
The groom found out and punched the best man, breaking his hand.
Yeah.
But it didn't end there.
Yeah, what else?
The best man drove away and was stopped by the police for drunk driving.
Who's having a bad day?
Come on, man.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Some trivia is up next. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Trivia time. Trivia time. Come on, trivia. My trivia, trivia, trivia. Give me more trivia. That's the sloth monster.
I like trivia.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Before we wrap up here and head into the weekend, we do want to say thank you for, you know, tuning in and listening.
Yeah, we like it.
Trivia questions. Women are twice as afraid of this as men are.
Yeah. What, a mice?
No, that's not it. Rickshaw, you want to try him?
Yeah. His equipment?
What? Two words, family show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Professor, women are twice as afraid of this as men.
I'm going to have to say, fishing?
Fishing, no.
Bill?
Hillary.
Their wives.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I forgot what the question was now. Yeah.
All right, women are twice as afraid of this as men. The answer is, what is flying?
Yeah.
Is that Bill?
Oh, yeah. Trying to build up a big one here.
The very first singing radio commercial aired in 1926 and advertised what breakfast food?
Wheaties?
Dr. Fauci, you are correct.
He probably knows that because he was around then.
Oh, you know I was. Still kicking it.
Finally, one trivia question here. It is estimated about 7 million of these are thrown away every day.
What are masks?
Dr. Fauci always goes right to the masks. Anybody else?
I got no clue.
7 million of these are thrown away every day. Oh, diapers?
That's, you know, it's probably more than that. But it's estimated about 7 million of these are thrown away every day. The answer is, what are pennies?
Come on, man.
We said pennies. We got run over there.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's good to do it for us today. The Not Quite Famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Tell the world.
We thank you for joining us. Rickshaw, you ready for the weekend?
Gotta mow the lawn and do them things. The honey do list is waiting for me.
Professor?
I got my honey do list, you know. It's springtime and the old lady has this needs to be done, that needs to be done, so I guess we're gonna try to get it done.
Bill.
Oh, God, Hillary always has a to-do list for me. some of it I can't talk about. Starts with take them off.
Yeah.
Two words.
Oh, what's that?
Family show.
I'm sorry, man. It's going to be a good weekend. We're going to have fun. I know the weather's going to be good. And, hey, looking forward to seeing you guys on Monday.
Dr. Fauci?
Oh, God, I've got to go on all the talk shows this weekend talking in because of the resurgence of the new variant of the Omicron. Cromicron?
Yeah, the new variant, right?
Yeah, well, it's not as bad as other variants, but it's very contagious.
It's really like a bad flu or something, right?
Something along those lines. So I got to go on all the TV shows, CNN, MSNBC, the local TV, whoever the hell will have me, and talk about coronavirus.
Will you enjoy? Did Mrs. Fauci get any time with you this weekend?
Maybe a few minutes. She has her needs.
Two words, Fauci.
I know. Family show.
Well, at the Gordon house, we're just gonna lay around the old Shanty Hollow and put a good buzz on. That's gonna do it. Not Quite Famous Mickey Gordon program. You guys make it a good weekend. Thank you for joining us. Now, the big bald announcer. That's right, I'm a chrome dome. That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Copyright 2022, Internetwork,
iNet Radio.